Governor Phil Scott's administration is looking for ideas on how to capture and sell phosphorus, a common nutrient that is fouling up Lake Champlain. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the administration's so-called Phosphorus Innovation Challenge is long on hopes, but so far short on details.
Phosphorus is a basic building block of life. It's in our bones and it helps plants grow. But too much of this good thing is bad for Lake Champlain, where the nutrient fuels toxic algae blooms. The science shows the state basically has a problem with phosphorus balance. We've imported it into the Lake Champlain watershed in feed and fertilizer, and not enough leaves the system in the form of meat, milk, crops, and manure.
Current estimates is that that imbalance is about 3,000 tons per year.
Natural Resources Secretary Julie Moore was one of three top administration officials who joined the governor at a news briefing to roll out what they're calling the Phosphorus Innovation Challenge. The plan is to turn to innovators and entrepreneurs for ideas on how to capture phosphorus from the farm waste stream and turn it into a commercial product, such as compost or fertilizer, that can be moved or sold outside the watershed.
Such products would reduce the need for fertilizer imports and could also be made available for sale, both here in Vermont and places outside the state.
Commerce Secretary Michael Sherling says they're looking for any and all good ideas.
The concept here is to use what's being done really throughout the world, something called a reverse pitch, to crowdsource the ideas, to identify entrepreneurs, innovators, engineers, builders, and others who have a concept to how to mitigate the impact of phosphorus before it enters the ground, before it enters the watershed.
The state has about $250,000 available to fund agriculture innovation projects that improve water quality. Moore says she expects each winning proposal could get $30,000 to $50,000 to show that it works and could be commercially viable. But the state has not set a goal for how much phosphorus could be removed, nor can officials estimate how much projects would ultimately cost. They say the earliest something could be in place is 18 to 24 months, and officials acknowledge major technical challenges, including simply removing the water from manure in order to extract the phosphorus. Scott says it still makes sense to look for ideas beyond state government.
I think it's significant to take a different approach, think outside the box, and do something that nobody else has been doing. I mean, everyone else is reacting to the problem, and we're forging ahead thinking that there's another solution out there, and I believe that it's viable.
The state wants to get requests for proposals out within a few weeks. Once selected, the companies would then need 6 to 9 months to fully develop their ideas. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.